Thousands of people gathered at the Greensboro Coliseum complex last night to hear a speech from the presumptive Republican presidential nominee, Donald Trump. Jorge Valencia reports.
Some people dedicated all day to Donald Trump.
BJ Green, and here for the Trump rally today.
BJ Green arrived at noon from a small town in Virginia with his son.
So what's your name?
Jackson.
Jackson is 9 years old, and he's wearing his pride on his sleeve.
A Trump shirt with a Trump pin, a Trump hat, and, well, nothing else Trump.
Jackson is unusually into politics for a 9-year-old. His favorite TV channels are Fox News and Fox Business. And he has already seen Trump give speeches in Richmond and Lynchburg, Virginia.
So this is going to be your third one?
Yep.
And what do you like about it?
I just like seeing Trump because I support him because our borders need to be secured because they're letting drugs and rapism into our country and we need to keep that out. And this terrorism is terrible and Trump is going to beat that terrorism. So I just come to like seeing him.
Inside, the featured speaker delivers.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the next president of the United States, Mr. Donald J. Trump.
Almost as soon as he gets on stage, Trump shifts to the shootings in Orlando.
We want to live in a country where gay and lesbian Americans and all Americans are safe from radical Islam.
And he focuses on the ethnicity and religion of the gunman.
The killer's parents immigrated from Afghanistan.
The shooter, just like Donald Trump, was born in Queens. But Trump, as he has done before, suggests closing the border to Muslim immigrants.
Once again, we've seen that political correctness is deadly. They don't want to talk about the problem.
Later, Trump pivots to a country he likes to focus on, Mexico.
We want to get our country back, and we want people coming into our country, but they have to come in legally. They have to come in legally.
To which the roaring crowd replies, build that wall.
Don't even think about it. We're going to build that wall. Don't even think about it. And who is going to pay for the wall? Who? 100%, okay? 100%.
Let's go, the people! United, we'll never be defeated!
Outside, just as is the case after most Trump rallies, protesters are angry. Berla Mendez is wearing a Mexican flag over her shoulders, and she's carrying a poster.
It says, build bridges, not walls, dump Trump.
Mendez was also born in New York City, and she says she's protesting because of one comment in particular.
That all Mexicans are rapists and criminals when it's not true. Just because one commits a crime, that means all of us are the same. That's not right.
Fervent political followers will have another opportunity to see a presumptive nominee in North Carolina next Tuesday when Hillary Clinton visits Raleigh. Jorge Valencia, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.